The Shadow of Fu Manchu. Based on the stories by Sax Roma.
Fu Manchu has been successful in capturing Nayland Smith and Paul Sterling. In his underground laboratories, the insidious doctor transforms his prisoners into members of the Si Fan by giving them an injection which places them under his will. However, Fa Lo Sui renders the injection harmless. And while Smith is sent back to the outer world, Sterling is assigned to duty in the botanical research room. Here, he encounters Dr. Petrie, whom Smith and Sterling had believed dead. But Petrie reveals that he had been placed in a state of catalepsy by Fu Manchu. Together, they try to escape, but are intercepted by Smith, who asks them to go back while he surrounds the place with police. Petrie returns to his room, and Sterling meets the girl, Fleurette, who confesses that she loves him and asks him to escape while there's still time. But suddenly, the alarm sounds, and in the door appears Dr. Fu Manchu.
Mr. Sterling, I see that you have failed. Stand still.
I don't understand this, Master. I heard the alarm and came in here to wait until the danger was over.
Fool. Poor mad fool. You underestimate the powers of the Si Fan. But you shall learn them. You shall learn the futility of your undertaking.
But I...
Be silent. Garnet, take him to my study and summon Fa Lo Sui.
Yes, Master.
Stand up, Paul Sterling. The ill-directed cunning of one woman and the frailty of another have taken your fate out of my control. There are men to whom women are dangerous. You, unfortunately, would seem to be one of them.
You wish to see me, Father?
Yes. You may go, Garnet. I shall have work for you later. My daughter, I have tried to train you for a great purpose. You are endowed with physical perfection, but the blood of some traitor ancestor runs in your veins.
I am your daughter, your only heir.
Be silent! My plans are made, have been made for many years, and I shall allow no one, you understand, no one to interfere. Mr. Sterling, millions of useless lives inhabit the world today. Among them, I must now include your own. I am not ready yet for my warfare against the numerous but helpless army of the rejected. When the time comes, these useless millions of people will be eliminated. I hold the plagues of Egypt in my hands, but I cannot control the courage of the sun.
Neither can you control the strong will of Nayland Smith.
I know that Mr. Smith has escaped the injection, as have you, Mr. Sterling. But Nayland Smith has provided me with many interesting encounters, and I greatly admire his genius. The time draws near when he must decide to stand at my side.
He never will.
Then he too will perish, along with the rest of the world. Today or tomorrow, my dream will be fulfilled. There is no one to succeed me.
I will. As your daughter, I shall rule the world.
You have failed me. I must have a son.
Never.
It is my desire that his son shall succeed to what I have built. I have chosen Florette as my bride. The bride of Dr. Fu Manchu.
You fiend!
I shall fight your desires as long as I live, Father.
Mr. Stelling, your Western progress has made women equal to men. That myth you call chivalry has tied your hands and stricken you mute. In the country to which I belong, a country which is not dead, but only sleeping, we use older, simpler methods. We have whips.
You would not dare.
Got it.
Yes, master.
Tie her to that ring in the ceiling.
You cannot. Oh.
You shall witness just retribution, Mr. Stelling. My whip, got it.
Yeah, master.
I shall be lenient with you, Falosui. You shall live. Live to serve me and my son.
Stop! Stop, you killer! Stop!
I don't understand this, Petrie. We've been locked in this room almost an hour now. What in the world happened to Smith?
I don't know, Sterling. I've been asking myself that same question over and over again.
When he sent us back here, he said that he would raid Saint Clair de la Roche in an hour.
You can only wait. Wait and hope that he won't come too late.
The devil said that I had ceased to be useful. No doubt he's planning a pleasant manner of death for me.
At least we've succeeded in shattering his army.
His army?
An army, Sterling, bred and trained to destroy most of the world's population.
I've seen it, Petrie. Took the trouble to show both Smith and myself over these laboratories.
What do you mean, Sterling? You saw what?
This army, Petrie. He's keeping hundreds, thousands of those damnable flies down here. Presumably to release them upon an unsuspecting world.
You're right. I know that Fu Manchu, or the Sea Fan, which is the same thing, has agents everywhere. There's nothing to prevent him spreading the purple shadow all over the world.
He's already done that, Petrie.
What?
While you were lying dead in your coffin, there have been reports of the disease from London, New York, large cities, and other large, as far apart as the two poles.
One hope, Sterling, one last hope.
Huh? What do you mean?
My formula. The formula for 654. Pray to God that Smith has been able to give it to the world.
I'm sure that Smith has succeeded, in that respect at any rate. But Fu Manchu doesn't know that you gave it to Smith.
There's very little that man doesn't know, Sterling. Remember, he knew that Fa Lo Sui had betrayed him.
Petrie, this doesn't make sense. Why are we here? I mean, in my room. We haven't heard a sound. The door is locked. What is to be our fate? And why doesn't Smith raid the place?
I have a feeling that you'll have an answer to all those questions sooner than you expect.
Oh, but hang it all, man. Why?
Quiet, quiet. Listen.
What is it?
I heard a noise. Here, behind this wall. There it is again.
Yes. Must be in the room next to ours. Good heavens, the wall! Look!
Hello, Sui.
Yes, Dr. Petrie. We meet once again. But my come this time as an ally, not as an enemy.
I find that difficult to believe in view of what happened in the past.
You must believe me. I am risking my life by doing this. But I would die rather than see my father triumph in the attempt he is planning.
I think we may trust her, Petrie. I've seen her punished in a way that no woman is likely to forget.
No doubt there are dictaphones hidden in this room, Sterling. I wager Dr. Fu Manchu hears every word we say.
You know my father well, Dr. Petrie. But please do not worry. I happen to know that my father is occupied elsewhere at this moment.
Very well. Why did you come here? What do you want?
I know that Nayland Smith is planning to raid this place. Or don't ask me how I know. That isn't important. The fact remains I know, and so does Dr. Fu Manchu.
Petrie, that's the end. Smith will walk into a trap.
Farlo Sui, you came here to save us. All right. You must show us a way out of here.
That I cannot do, but I will save your lives. Here, Dr. Petrie, take this. You know what it is. Once before in a Paris hotel, you've seen its power. And again in London, you have seen it in the hand of Nayland Smith.
Good heavens, yes, I remember.
When the danger comes, use it. Do not hesitate. But be careful of it. This particular one has but a single charge. Once used, its effectiveness is gone.
But what is the danger?
As long as the door to this room remains closed, you have nothing to fear. But I must go now. Remember, you still live. And as long as I find you useful in gaining my purpose, you shall remain alive. Do not attempt to find the mechanism for this secret panel. It would be useless.
Petrie, what is that thing she gave you?
A terrible weapon, Sterling. Once it saved the life of a great dictator, Pierre Delibes. And Smith almost succeeded in ridding the world of Dr. Fu Manchu with the help of a tube such as this. It is a disintegrator.
Good Lord, you mean the...
Sterling, I don't know what fiendish thing he is planning, but perhaps prepare yourself to come face to face with death in its most horrible form.
She said that Fu Manchu knew about Smith. Perhaps even now he has fallen to a trap.
We're on our own, Sterling. Something's happened to Nayland, I'm sure of it.
Petrie, the door. Why not use the disintegrator to get out of here? Blast down the door.
Oh, I've thought of that. But she said that the tube could be used only once. No, Sterling. We're pretty sure the danger will come from the corridor. I believe this door will be opened for us. As in, there's another danger.
Huh? What do you mean?
Farlow Sui said that as long as we're useful to her, we will live. But supposing that usefulness ceases...
Oh, surely you don't suspect...
Remember, Sterling, she's Fu Manchu's daughter. She is using us to attain her own ends. What's that?
The section doors. They're shutting off this corridor. That's the second one.
What does it mean?
It means that we're shut off from the main part of the laboratories.
Away from that door, Sterling. Here, stand behind this cabinet.
But what about you?
Whatever it is he's intended for us, I'm ready.
There, the door. It's sliding open.
Don't make a sound. Listen.
Heaven help us! The monster! Petrie, don't stand there staring! Petrie! Good Lord! It's gone!
I've never seen anything as ghastly, Sterling.
The door's still open, Petrie. Come on!
We can't get out, Sterling. Passage is closed.
Yes, the section doors are still down.
Yes, Mr. Sterling, you cannot escape. It is regrettable that you have destroyed my artificial man. I admire courage. Dr. Petrie, permit me to congratulate you for a speedy and splendid recovery. I shall see you soon. And please, do not expect too much from Nayland Smith. I fear Mr. Smith is quite incapable to assist you in any way at the moment.
Shadow of Fu Manchu.